What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King podcast. After a brief hiatus, we are back. This is episode number 196. All right, so today I want to chat with you all with, I want to chat with you about a conversation I had with my daughter that also ties in to one of the key components that I talked to our local graduating class about here recently, and it has to do with suffering, right? There's a lot of suffering going on, so yeah, I want to dive into that topic. I think it's one of the most vital and critical things. I've talked, you know, around this a little bit before, but I want to dive back into it because, again, I do believe that this is such an important issue and it leads to so many other things. Also, you guys got to make sure that you're getting your CrossO meets, right? Like, more and more people around the country are starting to find out about this. So you might want to make sure that when we do update all of our inventory and everything else, you're going on there and grabbing it. In fact, right now we do have a little bit of inventory in stock. Farmers markets are also happening and it goes really fast there. So make sure you go to www.crossomeats.com. Also, as I've always told you, you can become a subscriber if you never want to have to worry about running out of meat or us being out of meat or any of that. It's pretty simple. You go on there, you pay a little bit of money, and we just ship it right to your door every single month. Or if you're local, you can come grab it right here from us, or we'll run it to you. So again, go to crossomeats.com, become a subscriber, or just grab yourself some good stuff. Again, you'll thank me later. All right, everybody, let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name's Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Primal King podcast. So it has been a little while, which I don't think this has ever happened in the existence of the podcast where there was 2 weeks off with no episodes. Now, I know a lot of you guys that I hear from are, you know, you kind of catch up to them when you can. Obviously, I know there's a fair amount of people that listen to them when they come out, but hey, maybe it gives some of you who are a little bit behind, gives you a chance to catch back up, right? But just been a little crazy around here. The first week was just, I kind of procrastinated a little bit. I was asked to do the graduation motivational speech or whatever for our local high school. And I kind of had an idea what I wanted to do with that talk, but I didn't have it kind of buttoned up the way that I wanted to. And it kind of got late and I was like, I've got to get that done because, you know, I'm going to be speaking in front of all these people, and the podcast kind of got pushed off a little bit. And then this past week just got crazy, and, you know, kind of going forward. And now that we're almost to 200 episodes in, you know, it's something to where I never want to do a podcast episode just because I feel like, hey, there needs to be one done, right? Like, yes, there is a certain accountability. I know that I always want you guys to be able to lean on in terms of me being able to get the podcast out on a weekly basis. But at the same time, like, there are some times to where it's like, if I don't feel like I have a inspiring message or something that I feel convicted to share, I also don't want to just record an episode for the hell of it, right? Like, I'm not here to, you know, like, all of you who listen to this podcast, like, I respect your time enough to where I wouldn't want to waste it by just putting up some garbage issue so I could, you know, or some garbage topic just so I can say, hey, we got that done. So there you go. Been a couple of weeks off. The good thing for me is after a couple of weeks off, I've got all kinds of good stuff to say, right? So I always got all these opinions and all these hopefully helpful insights. But yeah, so over the past couple of weeks and really even going back to the talk that I gave to the graduating class, the first thing, so I kind of did through when I did that speech or that talk or whatever for the graduating class, the first thing I covered with them is the topic of suffering. And it brings me to what I want to chat with you about today, because I had this conversation with my daughter here a couple days ago. So, like, just for context, she's been playing up with the varsity girls and she's going to be an eighth grader. So obviously, like, and as an eighth grader, she's not like a, you know, an early developer or anything else like that. Like, you know, she's still, even though she's 13, she's still like a pretty little girl, right? She hasn't kind of gotten into that young woman stage yet. I assume that'll probably be coming within the next, you know, six or eight months or whatever, I would guess. But she's still like, just in terms of kind of body and stuff like that, like she's still quite a ways behind all of those girls, as you would expect, maybe if you're going into eighth grade versus maybe going into, you know, 10th, 11th or 12th grade. And the other day on the way home, she had a particularly rough night because she's getting matched up with older girls and, you know, honestly better girls than her. Now for me being older and hopefully wiser, I look at that as it's the absolute best thing that she can do is, you know, again, surround yourself with people who are better than you. And all of a sudden it's amazing how much better you get. But we had left and she'd had a particularly tough night because she's a pretty resilient girl. But she'd had a particularly rough one and it was just all of her shots weren't going in and she was just down. And honestly, she was tired too because she's been doing two separate basketball camps, one for the younger kids that are her age and then one playing up. And so she was just wore out, I know was part of it, but she was having a particularly rough time on the drive home. And what I shared with her is something that I want to share with you all as well, because I do think it's so important to remember this. And it's something that I struggle with as well. Like, she's my daughter. So it's like, I understand what you're going through because you're a lot like me and I go through these things too. And so I think it's just a good reminder for all of us. And so the question I asked her, cause she was like, you know, it's just really hard and the girls are so much better than me. And I just like, I hate just, you know, when everyone is so much better than me, I just feel like, you know, I feel so out of place and, you know, I just feel like, you know, it's almost embarrassing and blah, blah, blah. And she's not like, I've watched practice. She's doing fine. She's just younger. And so I told her, I said, you know, do you know how you build a muscle? And it was like, it was kind of off the wall to her, right? Cause she's kind of venting about how rough the day was. And she's like, well, what do you mean? And I'm like, well, how do you build a muscle? Like if I wanted to have big arms or big legs or whatever, how would I build that muscle? She's like, well, you know, you would work out. And yeah, I was like, yeah, that's true. But like, what are you doing when you work out? Well, you know, you're lifting weights. And like, she wasn't kind of obviously getting where I was going with this. And I said, well, really what you're doing is you're stressing your muscles, right? Like that's really what you're doing is you're creating stress for your muscles, whether that's resistance or weight training or whatever, you're creating stress on your muscles. And obviously it breaks them down and then it builds them back up. And she's like, well, okay. Like, you know, it still wasn't like really connecting. And I said, well, really when you work out, when you lift weights, what you're doing is you're overloading your muscles. You're stressing your muscles. And that in turn makes them stronger, right? Like we don't have to go into all the scientific reasons for it, but we all know, hey, you lift weights, you're going to get stronger. But really what's happening is you're stressing your muscles and they get more resilient. They get stronger over time, right? Well, yeah. And I said, okay, so why do you think our brain would be any different? She's like, well, what do you mean? And I said, just that. I said, if stress is what allows our muscles to grow, what do you think stress would do to our brain if it's, you know, used the correct way? Well, grow. And I said, yes, that's it. That's it, right? Because you don't grow when you're not under stress. Your muscles don't grow. Your mindset doesn't grow. And so just try to have perspective. And going back to the first thing that I told the graduating class, it was this exact same thing. Because I think that so many of us, and I'm 1,000,000% guilty of this, to where it's like, we want the growth without the suffer. We want the pleasure without the pain. And we've done everything as a society and as individuals, it seems like, to create the least amount of pain, but also expect to get the most amount of pleasure. And life doesn't work that way. The natural law does not work that way. In fact, the natural law is the exact opposite of that, which typically, if you can use it right and you can be taught the right way, that stress and pain can be the ultimate springboard for pleasure and success, that's where it all comes from. And I've seen this over and over and over again in my own life. When I'm working out the hardest, when I'm putting the most amount of stress on my body is when I feel the best, look the best. When I'm not, when I want to go the easy route, that's when I don't look as good. And it goes this way in so many different areas. But as humans, we have this fight or flight brain, right? Like we're wired, hardwired deep into us to avoid pain, right? We want to avoid death, like going all the way back to the caveman years, right? Like we're constantly, our brain is, and if we don't have danger, we want to create danger in our own brain. And half the time it's not even like somewhat legitimate fear or whatever, but it's like our brain is wired that way. And so the way that I look at it is that the more that we can stress our own self, right? Like stress our own brain, stress our own mindset, the stronger we'll get. So when those other things happen, we can handle them better. And going back to my daughter and having the conversation, as I was telling her, what you have to understand is that as frustrating and as hard as it might seem for you right now, you're getting better. I'm not talking about basketball. Like, yeah, you'll get better at basketball too. This is a whole other topic. We're not talking about sports right now. We're talking about life. Because if you can go there tomorrow and have a great mindset and just keep attacking it and keep getting knocked down and keep suffering, you will be better at everything else you do. You want to get on a horse and your horse isn't, you know, because she just absolutely loves horses. You want to get on your horse and your horse isn't listening or acting up or whatever, you will have a better mindset to be able to deal with that. You will be stronger to be able to deal with that. If you want to, you know, go and show your 4-H steer, because again, like she loves animals. It's like you want to go show your 4-H steer and he's not working out for you in the ring, you're going to have a tougher mindset because of what you're going through right now in basketball. Because you're stressing your mindset, you're stressing your resiliency, you're building your character. And that, I think, is one of the most important lessons that nobody is talking about, and I don't understand why. Because when I was a kid, we were all taught these types of things. Now, I get it. You might be younger and being like, oh, get off my lawn, guy. Here he goes again. But it's so true. We make school now so comfortable for these kids that how in the hell are they going to get out and handle any adversity when they get older? I mean, half of the time, if the test is too hard, we grade to a curve. If somebody gets bullied, it's like, you know, World War III started because somebody got bullied and got picked on. Like, newsflash, I was a pretty popular kid in high school. I got bullied when I was younger. And you know what? Did it suck? It was freaking awful. And I hated it. Some of those older kids, I went through this little spell where, you know, I hit puberty. I was kind of a little chubby guy. And I mean, I remember my middle school football coach telling me that I was so slow, they had to time me with a sundial. And like, that sucked, right? It sucked. But you know what I also did is a couple years later, that stuck with me and it motivated me to be really, really good at football and to try to get faster and lift more weights. And so I know that our society now tells you to be nice and be kind and yes, we should, but that's just not the real world. Like, the real world is hard and there will be suffering and there will be pain. So the question becomes, now what? Well, if you have been raised a complete little sheltered snowflake and you've never had any adversity, you've never had to persevere through that stuff, you will break. And so I look at it to where the best thing we can do for our kids, in my personal opinion, I'm not trying to claim I'm parent of the year or anything else, but the best thing that I feel like we can do for our kids is to put them under stress, controlled stress, right? I'm not talking about stress like beating them or, you know, the type of stress that comes with abandonment issues or any of that, but to put them into uncomfortable situations as much as humanly possible. Make them play a sport they don't want to play. Why? Because they will be uncomfortable and they will have to persevere. Make them do some things that are highly uncomfortable and difficult for them and make them figure out how to get through it. Maybe they'll fail. Maybe they will crash and burn. And you know what? For me personally, some of the biggest successes that I had were catapulted by some of the biggest failures or some of the biggest, mentally hard things. It's not easy as a, 13-year-old chubby kid going through puberty trying to figure out your way in the world to have a coach making fun of you. Right? That sucked. But you know what was also good about it is that when I got through that, it pushed me. And you can go back through time and time again. It's like all the stuff that my stepmom did in our buyout process and after my dad died. It was awful. It was terrible. And yes, I was pissed at her. But I look back now and I'm so grateful for that. I'm so grateful for how freaking hard that was. Number one, it's a good story. I don't care who you are. It is a pretty cool story, I feel like, if I do so myself. But also what it did is it gave me the perspective. If we would have just got handed this ranch like people did in kind of generations past, there's no way that I would respect it as much as I do. There's no way I would appreciate it as much as I do. I had to go through, and we as a family had to go through those times in order for us to get to where we are now. And so really where this all comes to me, at least, is that this idea that we want to live a pain-free life is not only dumb and not possible, but it's not smart. It's not wise. It goes against natural order because we all are going to get better the more stress we put ourselves in. That is, again, why I feel I'm a huge proponent of working out as much as you possibly can. If that's 3 days a week, 5 days a week, whatever, do it. Put stress on your muscles. Put yourself through something that's hard every single day. Every day when I go down to the shop, and I was telling my daughter this same thing. I told her, I said, you know what? I'm never excited to go work out. And she's like, yeah, but you do it like 5 days a week or whatever. And I'm like, I know. And I hate it every day. But every day I have to prove to myself, I have to go and put myself through the stress because that is something that I know I need to be able to do to prove to myself that I can get through it and keep building my mental strength, keep building my mental strength. There's things like sitting in a sauna or cold plunges or all these different things. And really that's what most of those things come down to. Yes, there can be other health benefits, but really at the end of the day, that suffering is, it's making you better. It's making you more resilient. It's making you stronger mentally. And what I fear is happening is that we're removing that from our society. We don't want any discomfort. I see in school now, it's like if you call a kid a name, they'll like send a letter home. And I mean, half of the time, I'm just like, don't send a letter home with my kid because he called somebody this name or that. And like, tell him not to do it. Tell him to stop being a knucklehead. But really, like, come on. Whatever happened to sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me, right? Like, I'm against bullying, just so we're clear. I don't think bullying is good. But at the same time, what I would rather see is teach kids how to stand up for themselves when they're getting bullied. And maybe they end up with a fat lip or a black eye, especially if you're a boy, right? But that is part of it. Like, that is innate in us guys. We want to bully each other and get punched in the face and all, like, that's all good. And the fact that we're trying to remove that from society is very, very dangerous. Because you know who you don't see go and shoot up schools? You do not see well-adjusted people who have gone through hardships, have learned, have built character. Usually the people who go and shoot up schools are these little nerds who were, you know, they weren't loved, they weren't taught how to deal with this type of stuff. They were maybe enabled in some of these cases, right? Like, you don't see strong young men go and shoot up schools. And I say men because, let's face it, like 99.9% of these schools are shot up by boys or men, right? You don't see like strong, physically capable people who understand how to deal with suffering the right way. They aren't the ones who go and shoot up the schools. It's these people who don't understand how to deal with the suffering. They're the people who maybe don't even think that suffering should be like that it's not part of this. Like, I would love it in school if the teachers were like, you know what? Life is really, really freaking hard sometimes. And the best thing that you can do is to build your mindset up in a way to where you can handle it. So that way, when life is really, really hard, you don't go and shoot up a school. You don't go and commit murder. You don't go and do all these things. No, you understand how to get through it because you're prepared for it. You are embracing these struggles. You're embracing this suffering. And you understand that this is part of our human existence. I don't care who you are. You will at some point go through some level of suffering. And the fact that we as humans think that we are so smart and so far along that we can avoid all suffering and we can take it away and we can pass more laws and create more rules that's going to make everybody just live in this utopian perfect society, it's stupid. It's not possible. So why wouldn't it make much more sense to try to teach our kids resiliency? In fact, one of the things that I love that we kind of did last year in our football team, and this is part of what I brought up in the graduation speech as well, is me and Ty, the other coach, he's been on the podcast before. We basically were like, you know, we're going to teach these kids how to be tough and resilient. That was it. It wasn't like we're going to draw up the best schemes. We're going to create the best plays. Like, yes, that's part of coaching. Obviously, we want to be able to do that as well. But we know if you can teach a group of kids how to be resilient, how to be strong, and how to handle adversity, all that other stuff, that falls into place. Like, we'll have the right plays. I know tons and tons of teams that I've been a part of over the years that they were great schematically. They had great play calls, but they weren't resilient. And as soon as they went out on the field, they got punched in the mouth, they lay down, and they would just get beat by 50. But at the same time, if you can teach a group of young men how to be resilient, like one of the things that I'm most proud about with our team back in the old days in high school is that we were a resilient bunch of people. But what's so crazy about that is you look now at all of these guys that were on my team and so many of them have gone on to do great things. Why? Because they were resilient. We just happened to be playing football with a resilient, tough bunch of kids. And that level of resiliency, that level of, you know, willing to kind of get punched in the face and get back up, like, that's ultimately what allows you to be successful in just about anything, whether it is football, whether it is, you know, and that is why, and as I kind of wrap this up, that's why the first thing that I talked to these kids about during graduation last week is there will be suffering, and it's okay. It's normal. How you deal with the suffering, your ability to tolerate it. Same thing I'm telling my daughter, right? Like right now it might feel like you're suffering going and playing with these older girls. But the reality is that in a couple of years from now, you will be so grateful that you had the opportunity to do that. You will be so grateful that you had to stretch yourself so much just to even try to step on the court with these girls. Because now all of a sudden you're starting to build the mindset. The basketball skills, they'll come. We can work on the shooting, the dribbling, and all of that stuff. We got to get your mind right first. And that is, again, in business, in personal life, in sports, all of it. It always comes down to that. In fact, like, if you're running a company, one of my core beliefs is that if you are able to get the right people, not the right skill sets, but the right people, then you will be successful. Because at the end of the day in business, skills can be learned. Skills can be taught. But the one thing that's very, very hard, especially when you start talking about hiring people older and more set in their ways, it's very hard to teach resiliency. It's very hard to teach that gene to where when everything is burning down around you that you're like, I got this. I'm okay. I've been through way worse stuff. In fact, my workout this morning was way worse than this email I've got to do. That cold plunge that I did, that's way, way, way worse than, you know, having to make this phone call to an angry customer or whatever it may be, because your mindset's right. Your resiliency is built up. And so I would just encourage you when it comes to you know, your kids, your businesses, whatever else, I would encourage you to teach these people, right? Teach them that it's okay for suffering and you should embrace suffering. In fact, go looking for it. Don't go and create an intentionally like dumb life, right? But when it comes to like the suffering side of it, do some of these things that are uncomfortable because you will get better. Put yourself in uncomfortable situations. Go meet new people, talk to new people. If it is a cold plunge, you know, if you live in the middle of nowhere and you don't really get the opportunity to meet a whole lot of people, maybe it is doing a cold plunge. Maybe it is sitting in a, you know, 150 degree sauna. Maybe it's doing some of the hardest workouts you've ever done, because when you get done with those things, you will be ready to attack anything that comes your way. And let's face it, things will come your way. So all the way back to the conversation with my daughter, with the conversation with the graduating class, suffering is part of it. It is. It's always going to be part of it. How are you prepared? That's going to be the most important question you can ask is, when suffering comes, how will I react? Or maybe more importantly, like, how am I prepared? So get out there, get some suffering done. You want to do some cold plunges? Do it. You want to do a crazy hard workout? Do that. Put yourself through that stress. And just like any other muscle, your mindset will also grow. All right, everybody, have an awesome day. It's good to be back. Talk to y'all soon.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.